Well, Dr. John McCabe joins us, a frequent and favorite guest, president and CEO of Upstate University Hospital. Good to have you back, Dr. McCabe.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
You know, you've been somebody who's come in to visit us on a regular basis ever since the show started airing. And it seems to me every time you come in, you've grown a little more in your own career as well as what you're doing. I'm not sure how you keep up with all of it.
There are days I don't know either, but you're right. It seems like I always have something new to talk about.
Yes, so. You do. And this morning we have a couple of really exciting things to talk about. I want to start with what's going on with Upstate University Hospital. First of all, we have kind of a new name, although it's an old name, Upstate University Hospital. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, as you know, over the years, the institutions had many, many names, and there was some confusion. So we really tried in the last couple of years to make sure that we use the name that most people called it, which was Upstate, and then to brand everything else we do underneath the Upstate name.
And so it makes a lot of sense.
It is.
You know, it was, I came back to Syracuse in 1993, and when I came back, I thought Upstate had disappeared. Little did I know it had become, what, the Health Sciences Center, whatever it was at the time. And then going back to the original name, I think, was really smart. And tying it to the university, there are people who don't understand that University Hospital and SUNY Upstate are the same institution.
No, that's right. And now it's clear. It's Upstate College of Medicine,
right.
The Upstate University Hospital. And in the future, it will be the Upstate Cancer Center, Joslin Center. And so it really does tie everything together.
It really does. It does. All right. So now let's talk about maybe Upstate West Hospital. Let's talk about this potential merger between Upstate and Community General.
Now, this is really an exciting development that we hope will position both ourselves and the patients in Central New York for health system reform and change that's coming in the future. And the big change, I think, is that in the future, systems of care are going to be emphasized much more than individual units. And so we're really looking to build more on a system that would have a university hospital with all its high-tech components, a community hospital, a base of physicians in the community who practice privately, perhaps a long-term care facility, all under the same banner. And that's really why we're in the discussion with Community General Hospital.
Well, you know, Community General has actually been doing some outreach now for quite a while, trying to look at better ways of, say, managing their budget and managing their services. It's been no secret that they've had problems. And they originally looked at combining with Krauss. And that broke down. And now all of a sudden, Upstate University Hospital kind of jumps into the fray. What made you want to look at that when Krauss had already turned it down?
Sure. Well, you're right. Many small hospitals are having difficulties in this day and age, and community is no different than that. But it's an excellent community hospital, and we want to try to preserve that, preserve the image and its care on the west side and the south side. They were in discussions with Krauss, and we sat on the sidelines while those happened. And it turned out that the discussions were not moving in a direction that was going to be fruitful for them, and so they turned to us. And we think that the model that we're building with them is one that works both for us and for community, and more importantly, for the community at large in Central New York.
Well, there's already a relationship between University Hospital and community, isn't there? Aren't there a couple of different services that you collaborate on?
Yeah, there's a longstanding collaboration with rehabilitation medicine, same doctors in both places, in the emergency department for the last few years, same doctors, same services in both places.
Now, when you say same doctors and same services, are there doctors then that might be in the emergency room at University Hospital, but sometimes they're at community too?
That's right.
Okay.
And it's been a training site for a long time, so there are some residents who train there as well in specialties like emergency medicine, ENT, and in general surgery.
So would you say that community's been kind of an arm of what's been going on at University Hospital anyway?
It is. It's been a small partner and an affiliate, and we now hope to really put it under the Upstate banner and to grow it as part of a bigger health system as we move forward.
So if I am a physician who is at either University Hospital or at Community Hospital, what does this look like to me?
Well, for the University Hospital doctor, it may not make a lot of difference. There might be some more referrals and relationship with Community General. For the Community General doctor, we've been very clear. We want to preserve and protect and respect the private practice of medicine and allow them to have the opportunities if they want to teach, if they want to be involved in the university. But we also don't disrupt what's worked for them for many, many years.
You know, let's talk about that a little bit, because I'm not sure that listeners understand, because I didn't for a long time, that Community General really has been a a collaboration on the part of a lot of doctors who are in private practice, and they come together and they form this hospital, let's say. Whereas university hospital is really more people who are associated with the university. Not that some of them probably don't have private practice somewhere else, but it's a really different model, isn't it?
It is. I mean, on the university side, what ties the faculty together is the relationship to the university, and they happen to practice at university hospital for the most part. At a community hospital, it's much more that the hospital is there, and it's the hospital that actually ties together the individual practitioners there. They want to have a place to take care of their patients, and the hospital's goal then is to provide that environment to be efficient and safe and effective for them to give the services for their own individual patients. So we want to preserve that.
Yeah, it's really almost it's the opposite approach almost, isn't it?
It almost is.
Yeah, but it's also, in this case, a combination. When you talk about combining the two hospitals, it's a combination between public and private. So let's talk about how that might happen, because I think everybody knows that it seems almost impossible sometimes to pull together private and public. So that's sure. Got to be a huge part of how you're going to make this happen.
It is. But as you know, in the last 5-6 years, University Hospital in Upstate have changed. It's not the old state institution that people thought about. We're not a bunch of unhappy state employees anymore, and it's a vibrant, exciting, growing place. And in that way, I think we're much more willing to just push forward and do the right thing. And in a sense, kind of not let any sort of state or other problem get in our way. We're going to jump through the hoops we need to make this happen for the citizens in Central New York.
But to sound just a little cynical for a moment, I think a lot of people out there are listening and they're saying, yeah, but you're getting all that state money and now you're making these great big decisions.
Sure, but I often say at University Hospital on a $600 million budget, 6% of the money comes from the state. The rest comes from the work we do every single day, patient care. So 6% of my money and 100% of my rules come from the state of New York.
6%. You know, I've heard that before, 6% of your money and 100% of your rules. That's really very onerous to have to do it that way, isn't it?
Well, it is a little onerous, but at the same time, if you keep focused on the mission, it's okay.
You know what? We have to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this combination of hospitals, but I also want to get into some other things that have been in the news about Upstate University Hospital. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Very good. Listeners, we're going to take a quick break. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR. Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate, along with Dr. John McCabe, President and CEO of Upstate University Hospital. We've been talking about the merger between, the potential merger, I guess it still is, between Upstate University Hospital and Community General Hospital. And Dr. McCabe, we were talking about this really nice collaboration combination between the synergies, let's say, between what's going on at Community General and what's going on at Upstate University Hospital. And I have to ask, the one thing that I think the community thinks about in terms of University Hospital is, at least that's not where you give birth to babies. But it seems like with this collaboration, maybe you will.
Well, I think so. I mean, we'll never have an obstetrical service at University Hospital, but there is
downtown.
But there is an obstetrical service at Community, and one of the questions long term will be exactly how much you grow that, or exactly what it looks like, and that's part of a broader discussion of what kind of configuration of services between all the institutions in Syracuse is right in terms of preserving patient care, getting the efficiencies and the cost mm-hmm. correct. There's no point in duplicating things for the sake of duplication. So we're trying to right-size things. But there may be some babies delivered under the Upstate banner at some point at another hospital.
There you go. You know, that right-size, I like that word, but it brings to mind a year or two ago, the Berger Commission. And we all read about how the state was coming in and telling hospitals they needed to combine. And I believe they closed down a couple of hospitals here locally. And Krause and University were told that they needed to start getting their act together and work together. This all seems to either further that cause or put a kink in it. I'm not sure, so explain it to me.
Well, I think you're right. And at the end of the day, it may well be that the Burger Commission had it right. They just had the wrong mix and combination of things, because what we may end up doing with this discussion and affiliation with the community is actually forming a bigger system and being able to take some of the licensed beds off the rolls.
And that licensed bed off the rolls. What's the, I mean, I as a patient say, hey, I want you to have as many beds. I just don't want to pay for them.
Yeah, well, actually, we should have enough beds, but we ought not have too many beds. And I think that was one of the points of the Burger Commission, because having too many beds has a cost with it. And there's no point in carrying extra cost if we don't need it. So
to me, as a community member and as a patient, what does all of this mean to me? Is this going to happen? And if it does, what's it going to mean to me?
Well, I think I'm pretty certain that it will happen. And I think what it'll mean in the long run is that the institutions in the Syracuse area are going to be strengthened. And there'll be a large health system where one can access every service from primary care through basic hospitalization to the highest level of academic medical care and beyond in one efficient, cost-effective system. And when we do that, all the other systems in town will have to improve as well. So this is the, raising the water floats all boats, and
floats
we think that's
boats.
Important.
Absolutely. And I would be remiss as a patient empowerment person to ask you, how do electronic records tie into all of this?
Well, that's important. And, you know, there's plenty of federal stimulus dollar for all of us in healthcare.
Right.
And both we and Community General are moving rapidly to electronic medical records. You may have heard in the news recently the RIO, the Regional Health Information Organization, which has started. And the intent of that is to have online, essentially, sharing between all the hospitals and all the providers in this region. And that's moving forward very, very rapidly.
One of these days, you and I will have a conversation about meaningful use. But
yes,
we won't go there this morning. Instead, I want to ask, when I read the paper and find out what's going on as far as Upstate University Hospital is concerned, I feel a little like I'm reading the game of Monopoly, because I also believe you're taking over the ambulatory center over on Harrison Street. So is this one more acquisition? What's the big picture here?
Yeah, I think there are days it feels more like chess than Monopoly to me. There are lots and lots of moving parts, though, and it really is part of the vision here at Upstate for developing us into the regional academic medical center that we know we can be and want to be. And we want to be the medical center for all of Central New York with a pretty broad geography.
Well, I know that there is a geography already. We've talked many times with several people from University Hospital. You've got stuff going on in Watertown. You've got stuff going on in Binghamton. This must be all a part of this bigger picture.
It is. A good portion of the patients that we see come from out of town to us for our special services, and that's good. But we also have to be then aware of what are the services that we need to help create and provide in those outlying communities. So having a clinical campus that trains physicians and nurses and physicians assistants in Watertown and Binghamton is really an important part of the education and outreach strategy for Upstate.
Do you find when you have a student who comes from one of those areas that, and this is kind of a stretch, but I do a lot of reading about, particularly about what healthcare reform is going to mean to all of us, and there is such a hole in the primary care world. And we've talked about that before.
Sure.
Certainly we've talked about that with Dr. Dave Smith from the university as well. So are you looking at all at some of this education in these outlying more rural areas as keeping some of the young people who are from those areas, letting them go home to practice, let's say?
I mean, what's the best way to get a doctor to Lowville? It's to find a student from Lowville who we can put in a medical school who can do some of their training in Lowville and go back.
You know,
as an example, I mean, that's the way to get rural physicians.
Absolutely. It sounds like a perfect thing. So if you then, as the university, have outlying educational opportunities, then that's one way to do that.
That's right. And it creates care opportunities there as well to bump up the level of care when needed.
Excellent. So have we missed anything in this conversation about how we're growing the university? Because I've got other things I want to move on to, but I want to make sure that you get
word in. No, but people will know a lot of growth. At the Harrison Center across the street from the hospital, we're in the process of purchasing, hopefully, an ambulatory surgery center, again, to right size and to put the right patients in the right places to get the most efficient care.
So it'll be like outpatient surgery.
Yeah. We're in the process of developing the Townsend and Harrison Towers behind that for student and faculty housing and some mixed-use development. And, of course, you probably are aware of the Kennedy Square property as well. So we're looking around for opportunities to both expand, to bump the services, and really to help the community.
So the next thing we listen for is Park Place, right?
That's right.
As far as your monopoly is concerned. It's all wonderful. As a member of the community, I find that it's fabulous to know that there are all of these resources. And I really like that word right-sizing, because I think what that says to me is you're going to have what I need, but it's not going to cost me a fortune. I shouldn't have to pay for it.
No, that's right. It's got to be safe, efficient, and quality care.
All right, efficient. Great segue, because the other thing that's been in the news is university hospitals. You're going to be doing an energy savings package with National Grid. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. No, the campus has a longstanding interest in kind of being green, and we've held a number of green fairs, and there are a number of things that go on. But this week we did sign an agreement with National Grid and with NYSERDA, which is the New York State Energy Research Development Association.
Oh, you're good.
I think I have that
you're
right.
You're good.
To look at an energy audit for the campus and to figure out where are the places that we could save and do better. We spend $12 million a year on energy on the campus.
That's amazing.
And clearly, even 10 or 20% reduction would be more dollars that we could pump back into education, research, and better patient care.
Absolutely, absolutely. So these kinds of things, they come in and they just kind of look at your, they analyze how the energy is being used now?
Sure. I mean, it's really a comprehensive look at the facilities, and it's going to cut across everything from, you know, what kind of lights we use, to how we leave them on and turn them off, to how we heat the water, to how we cool the space, to how we keep the cold out and the heat in, or vice versa. And it's something that's very difficult in a campus like ours, where it's built up a little bit at a time over many, many years.
Sure.
Some places are very energy efficient, and some places around here are energy sieves, and we can see the energy going out the window every day. It's time to stop that.
And feel it sometimes.
Absolutely.
In the winter or in
the
summer.
The energy
as well.
Coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other big thing is I keep reading about you, and I know this is going to embarrass you just a little bit, so listeners, bear with me for a moment. I'm sitting across from one of the top 60 hospital leaders in the United States as named by Becker's Hospital Review. That's a huge honor.
Yeah, that was very nice and totally unexpected. It was one of those things that just showed up one day, but I'm very pleased with it, and it really says a lot about the institution and, you know, the 4,000 people I work with every day.
Well, 4,000 people who clearly are supporting you because, you know, you're a fairly new CEO. I think that's another one of the nice surprises about this is they recognize you. How long have you been the CEO now? A year?
Just over a year.
Yeah. And so what would you say you hoped to accomplish in your first year? And what did you and what didn't you accomplish in your first year that you hoped to?
That was a question we didn't prep
for. No, we didn't, did we?
Well, I mean, I think in the first year was really for me to get settled and understand the job and to really be out and about in the hospital so people got to see me and I kind of established a style, and we've certainly done that. And we're in a growth phase, and I think we've gotten a long way along with that.
Well, I sort of look, you know, again, from the outside, because I'm not a part of University Hospital or Upstate. From the outside, I've known you as the ER guy.
Right.
You know, you were the person who, and when I think of the ER, I think of triage and I think of improvement. When you walk out, you're a whole lot better off than when you came in. And I see that as you, the CEO, as well.
Well, I think, you know, the skills that cross over, I can connect with people pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I can juggle a lot of things at the same time.
Yep.
And ER physicians, I think, operate every day on less than complete data. So you have to be a little risky. You got to believe in what you're going to do, and you have to move forward.
And
that
committed.
Seems to be working.
And
so,
committed.
Absolutely.
Have to be committed to what you're doing.
No question.
You're absolutely right. I think that the skills do translate across. And you're also the chair now of the American Board of Medical Specialties. You were here before and told us about that board. It's an interesting organization, and that's got to be a big job, too.
It is. It's a national job, and it oversees the certification in all 24 specialties in medicine. And that's a group that's really moving very quickly, too. And the goal there is that when you visit your doctor and they're board certified, it means something.
Yes.
And it means quality care by that physician, and that they've proven that they're good, they continue to be good, and they know what they're doing.
So you're a busy man, Dr. John McKay.
No question.
Thanks so much for coming by and spending some of your time with us this morning.
My pleasure.
And listeners, we are going to take a break. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.